The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. I think at the bottom of the hour or sometime there in the last half hour, we'll draw the ticket for the person winning the muzzleloader. We have 70-some entrants, I guess, in this month's contest, which is pretty good. It's about average. We get a lot of calls on that. And it's a new CVA muzzleloader from the folks at CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms or Black Powder Incorporated, BPI, however you want to get to their website, we recommend that you do so. I've been shooting CVAs for years. I took a bear with one. I've taken plenty of deer with them, sick of deer. So it's all good, and they're a great firearm. So that being said, let's talk to Chip in Cambridge about sick of deer. Good morning, Chip. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's up?
I'm here with the first shot. Sick of deer hunt, mentor hunt.
Yes, sir. Are you a mentor or mentee?
I'm a mentor, and my mentee is Wes.
Okay, good. And are you finished? Have you headed out? Is he done, or what's going on?
I'm going out for my second sit. Yesterday, I killed a beautiful old 4x4.
You did or he did?
2x2.
You did or he did?
I did.
You did. Okay. I didn't know the mentors were allowed to hunt.
Well, I'm the mentee.
Oh, you're the mentee.
Yeah.
Okay, Chip. I got it. Okay. And what's your background, Chip?
Landscape.
No, how did you get into hunting? What attracted you to the program?
I'm a member of the Wild Turkey Federation.
I see.
And I'm a disabled hunter, and
You're the first guy on the left in the group picture.
Yes.
I got it. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's how I call. My wife actually did all the work for it. She found the organization and called and got everything, and then handed me over to Russ. I talked to Russ.
Right.
And he got me to Chris. And here I am today.
Wow, you're there. Amazing.
Yes.
Well, I want some pictures now. I hope Marsh is going to send me your picture here for the magazine to go along with the article. And if not, then you're going to have to do that.
I can do that. All I need is an address. Email or whatever.
Email address is Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. Feel free to send that anytime today if you want.
You got it, Mike.
All right, man. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. But listen, Chip, you've met a lot of people there. Quite a diverse group from what I understand.
Yes, it is. It's a fantastic organization.
Indeed. Indeed. Marsha is great. Marsha, Russ is great. I don't know all the mentors or the mentees. I know some of the folks that are involved down there. United Sportsman's Alliance donated all the tree stands. I'm assuming they were comfortable to sit in, or else, you know, you were in a ground blind maybe?
Yes, I'm in a tent.
Yeah.
Double bull ground blind.
That's a good one, no question about it. Tell me just a little bit about how the hunt happened, will you?
Yeah. I'm hunting at Tudor Young Life Tudor Farm.
Right.
And my guide West, he took me out, and we sat and went to this blind, and we were sitting there, and two young hinds came in, and then a little bit later, a spike came in, and we sat there about an hour and a half, And then it all happened. That's when this big stag came in, and I put a perfect shot on it.
Oh, wonderful! And you, what were you using?
I was using the crossbow Mission Sub 1.
I got it. Okay. Got it. Got it. Well, congratulations. How far did you say it was?
It ran about 80 yards.
Oh, how far was it when you shot?
About 18 yards. 17.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. Yep.
Yep.
Well, good.
I had to wait for the shot, though. I couldn't just take it.
Of course, and you're just not too excited at that point, right?
It was running the hinds around, so I had to wait. It was chasing people, chasing the deer, so I had to wait.
Yeah, but you weren't excited.
Oh, my heart was coming out of my chest.
They could do that to you. Did you hear any bugling while you were there?
Oh, tons of it.
Yeah.
Like a baby screaming.
Pretty eerie, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed. Well, the rut's still on. That's great. Well, listen, congratulations, Chip. Thanks for holding on so long. I'm glad that you were successful, and I look forward to seeing the pictures. Best to everybody down there.
Yes.
Thanks,
and
Chip.
I just want to give a shout-out to everybody. Good luck to all the hunters.
You got it, Chip. Thanks again.
Yes, take care.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Lee in Catonsville. Boy, you waited. I'm sorry so long that you waited so long. How you doing, Lee?
Oh, I'm still picking.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it.
So how you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
So what's up?
Not a whole lot. I just listen to you fairly often. Called in once or twice.
Sure. Glad to hear it.
And, you know, I'm all for the hunting and the fishing.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for all the other problems we have out there who want to get in the way of you hunting and fishing.
We got them. I'll tell you what, Maryland is quite a state, and I don't think the hunters realize every year how much jeopardy they're in. But, you know, they are. You can't convince them because things are so good. You can take so many deer, you know. But there are issues out there, no question about it. So
they've got to remember what's going on right now, and you know, by the 6th.
Oh, you're talking about the political climate?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, listen. If the election, depending on let me put it this way, depending on how the election goes, things could change drastically and dramatically here in Maryland for hunters.
Yeah, well, and plus everything else, they can drastically change.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Congress can change. You know, the Maryland Hunting Coalition works with both sides of the aisles, and we are not allowed to endorse a party or a candidate. And so I've carried that even further to this radio show. To tell the folk, to make a point, okay?
Yeah.
Robin and I voted yesterday. We have our own political views, okay?
Yeah.
Primarily, we're conservative, but I will tell you this. Because of the reach of this show and because of the importance of the Hunting Coalition, I have backed off very much of, being demonstrative about my views, and here's why. The Democrats have all the power in Annapolis. They chair all the committees. They have the majority in the House of Delegates. They have the majority in the Senate. The only place they do not have the power is in the governor's office and the administration. So we're working with a divided political outlook in Annapolis. The Maryland Hunting Coalition, to stand up for hunters, has to work with both sides of the aisle. And we have friends on both sides of the aisle. We have people who we like and admire, who are on committees that are important to passing legislation. We have people that we have to work with, again, on both sides of the aisle, conservative and liberal. And we just gotta make all that happen in the, what do we want to call it? The puzzle palace that is Annapolis.
Yeah, I know you've got to walk that narrow, thin line.
It's a very thin line, and it's a hard line to walk, but we've got the experienced advocate that knows how to do it. So.
Good. Well, more power to you all.
Well, thank you, Lee. Appreciate the call, and good luck on the muzzleloader.
Thank you.
All right, bud. Take care. You too. Bye-bye. Captain Don in New London, Connecticut. How are you?
New London, Connecticut. Yeah, on the way back to Maryland, I wanted to enter the contest.
All right.
And take note that there are a number of portable signs along 95 warning drivers of the presence of deer. Congested deer.
Yeah.
Along the road. I've seen several. Not tonight, but on my way up, I saw several on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah. So, they're everywhere. It is the season, unfortunately, you know. And, and the bucks continue to push the does, and the bucks get hit, the does get hit, and it's just, and in Maryland, you know, quite frankly, the bulk of the population doesn't even consider the fact that there's deer out there. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So the tip of the day, if you are driving, particularly at dusk and dawn, anytime overnight in anywhere in Maryland, particularly on the interstates of 70 or 83 or 95 or even the back roads, the big road of 50 or 97, there's deer everywhere. If you see one coming and you can safely brake, that's fine. If the collision is unavoidable, simply drive through the deer. You can certainly take your foot off the accelerator, but, you know, you don't want to slam on your brakes. If you do, the front of your vehicle will plunge. You will take the deer out at the knees. The deer will come back on your hood. I saw something on the news the other day. Maybe Robin can look while she's there at the house about a deer that went through somebody's windshield and wound up in the passenger seat. It happens, and people have been killed in Maryland by deer coming through their windshield.
Well, if you recall, the summer before last, in my brand new truck,
I remember.
And the airbags deployed.
The deer hit the side of the truck.
Well, I hit right on the corner in the front, but the side airbags deployed, and I'm still dealing with a permanent partial hearing loss,
right?
Because the airbag deployed right alongside my head.
Yep.
I had a slight concussion, so it was nasty. So.
Yep.
Hey, I'm still looking for the deer with sunglasses.
That's a pretty good one, Don. That's pretty good. Oh, hey, I've got one from you for you.
Uh oh.
Are Santa Claus reindeer male or female?
Wait a minute.
You can ponder that.
I'll ponder that.
All right.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you, buddy. See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye. All right. 410 WCBM 680. And here Chris got in the muzzleloader contest out the other morning pre-dawn. Best time of day. Heard two owls, one on each side off in the distance, a train horn, a rooster at dawn. Beautiful, beautiful morning. I didn't shoot a deer. It was a successful morning. Like to enter the muzzleloader contest. Chris, you are in. I'm going to put your name down right now and assign a ticket to you. At the end of the day here, we're going to pull a ticket out of the hat, and we will call whoever wins and get your address so we can send that muzzleloader directly to you. How do you like that? Let's talk to Tom in Parkville. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
I just heard that guy talk about the deer signs, and I was just wondering if you ever heard that thing where that lady calls in. She's been out of shape because they put the deer signs on the highway. She thinks the deer look at the signs, and that's where they cross.
I think we might have that. I'll ask Chris to see if he can pull that up. He's busy on the phone right now, but I'll ask him if he has the tape of the woman with the deer crossing sign.
Yeah, that was funny, man.
Yeah, we'll see if we can play that.
So,
all right.
Well, try to Robin for me.
I will. She's not here today. She's at the house. She's got some stuff that she's doing, and so she wanted to be here for the muzzleloader contest pull, but I'm guessing she'll be here. Probably pull that all of November. We'll probably pull that the first week of December because the last Saturday of November is going to be deer season. So I will be pre-recorded. So, all right.
I already put my leave in. I'm good for March for the banquet. So.
Oh, good. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. March 23rd. Yes, sir.
Yep, I'll be there.
You got it, man. All right. Take care. See ya. Thank you. Bye-bye, Tom. Chuck in Hampstead. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. No bear?
No bear. No.
No deer?
No deer. But it was a good week. It's a great week when you spend out in the woods.
Oh yeah, no question about it. No question about it. Nothing like it.
Enjoying nature.
Yep. Indeed.
And cussing squirrels.
Oh, you cuss squirrels too?
Oh yeah.
Mhm. Yeah.
I had one yesterday that came in my blind with me.
Really?
I scared him away. He came back. I scared him away, came back. They went up for like a half hour.
I've had him crawl up the side of the stand and look at me. I hear him scrambling up over the plywood.
Oh yeah.
And I wait for him to look up over the top, and then I go poof.
Yeah.
And they about fall off.
Yeah, I have ones that climb on the roof with just a sheet of plywood. And
right.
Bend down and look in, and I just jerk, and they go running. Or they fall off or whatever.
Well, my deer stand is right on the edge of a laurel thicket, and the deer pass through there all the time, behind me and beside me. And, you know, man, I'll swear there's a deer coming, and it's two of them chasing each other, you know, and it's just like,
yeah.
You've got to be kidding me. And it gets worse when the leaves keep, you know, as the leaves continue to fall.
Right, right. And on Thursday night, when I left the blind, as I pick up my rifle and get going and come up, get out of the blind, there was a deer 20 feet from me.
20 feet. Yeah.
But I didn't hear him.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing how they go through the woods so quietly. It really
right.
is absolutely
well, the good, good thing was that he didn't smell me either.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good
but
thing.
He sure saw me and turned around and flew out of there.
Uh-huh. Got it.
Hey, yeah. I just wanted to tell Chip, get in touch with me.
Yes. I meant to mention that to him. Chip, he'll send me an email with that picture, and I'll talk to him about the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. And
he
I'm sure he's listening, but, you know, here he's taking a nice, successful hunt on the on a great property. And, you know, maybe PCBA could talk to some folks and see what they can come up with.
Right. Well, I mean, if we're the type of organization for him to begin with, get him out possibly next year, one of our hunts.
There you go. There you go. Well, it sounds like he's enthusiastic, and he hasn't lost it. His heart's pounding out of his chest when he sees the deer at 18 yards. Mine does the same thing, and if I ever stop having that feeling, I'll quit.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm the same way.
Yep. I mean, it's just great being out. Even if you're not going to shoot the deer, even if you know you're just watching them, and you see,
right.
you know, you see something potential coming, well, you know, you start getting a little excited. You know,
I mean, if I didn't have the problem with my right side, I probably could have taken a shot yesterday because I had two deer come running at 50 yards, but I couldn't change my muzzleloader side of it from the right side to the left side quick enough.
Ah, yes. Do you ever shoot left-handed to practice that way?
No, I set it up on the
tripod, the so you couldn't spin it. I get it. I got it.
Well, it's actually on that blind. It sits on the edge of the pallet.
Ah, got it. So you couldn't get the. Yeah.
But you know, I could try. By the time I would pick it up and move it to the left side pallet,
yep.
They were moving so fast. I don't even try.
Yeah, I shot it 1 8-point buck with the muzzleloader when it was running, and it didn't turn out well. So
right.
Yeah, you don't do that with a muzzleloader. So.
Right. Oh, even with my rifle, I don't.
Right. Now I'll take a shot on a deer with a rifle.
Right.
I will.
Well,
you know?
Before my stroke, I used to too.
Sure, depending on the situation. So
right, but
I killed my very first buck when it was running. It was 230 yards away, and I hit it on the run. My father-in-law gave me a tip. I just read an article in one of the big three magazines about how to hit running deer, and they talk about, you know, people want to lead them like they do waterfowl. You got to lead them a little bit, but usually front of the chest will do it because the bullet's so fast, and no more than a foot or a foot and a half in front, depending on how fast they're running. And I kept that in mind. So I saw, and my father-in-law, he had the best tip of all. He said, if you're going to shoot at a running deer, aim for its knees And I watched him shoot running deer off the back of his pickup truck. I watched it happen. He shot a doe one year that was coming down across the field with four others, and he smacked that thing. But here's how you do it. You aim for the knees. And I said, why do you aim for their knees?
Knees?
Yep. He said, I said, why do you aim for their knees? He said, because they're right in the center of their body, even when they're running. But the other thing is, if you aim for their knees, anybody who shoots at a running deer, I don't care how good you are, has a tendency to peek to see where they hit. So you lift your head slightly off the stock. The gun comes up with you when you do that. Okay? So you're on the knees, and you peek, and you're right in the zone.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Makes sense to me. You're always going to look. You're always going to pick your head up. When you pick your head up to see where you shot, the gun goes with you. You know, and you do it subconsciously or, you know, unconsciously or however you want to say it. But, yes, that is a great thing to do. So this buck came running out of the corner of the woods at 500 yards. It was running towards me. It got to 230 yards. I knew exactly how far away it was. I put the 270 scope on it, the Leopold on its knees. I swung about a foot in front of it. I squeezed the trigger, and the deer dropped in its tracks. I was very pleased with myself.
I'd say you're probably were walking on air.
I was at that moment. Yes,
yes.
I was. So, all right, brother. Thank you very much.
Talk to you later.
Have a good one. Bye
bye.
See you, Chuck. Ronald in Annapolis. How are you doing, Ronald?
Good morning. I'm just fine, Alan. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
I've got a stepson, and my son loves to hunt. My stepson doesn't. I'm hoping if I win this this black powder rifle that he will become a hunter as well.
Well, I hope so.
I'm so disheartened with the state of Maryland. I'm leaving. I've been here 40 or 50 years, and my folks bought a place up in Garrett County.
Good.
And we planted 40,000 trees, and I thought, well, I'll have enough for a log cabin, and I'll retire, and everything will be truly wonderful, but I've given up on the state of Maryland. You can't, I can't deal with these people, and I'm leaving. But, and they are in their mid-90s, and there's 283 acres up there in Garrett County on a dead-end road that would be perfect, but, I gotta get out of the state of Maryland. And, it's a shame. It's between, their farm is between, Friendsville and Addison, and it's only there's 110 acres between them and Yaquigany Lake.
Do me a favor.
Back at their property, the Mason-Dixon line. It's a beautiful setup. We've got the trees there.
Ronald.
I've got enough from a log cabin, and I'm just leaving.
Ronald.
Yeah.
Do you email?
Yes.
Email me the information. I have somebody who's interested in a piece of property up there.
Well, they can Google it. It's 283 acres on Schmierman Road. And,
all right. Look,
it'll pull it up. I will.
No, I'm trying to help you. Okay, I really am. But
appreciate it.
All right, brother. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. See ya.
Thanks.
Hey, we got to take a break, folks. I got to tell you about a couple of our folks that support the radio show, and one of them is Bay Country Bakery, Dave and Gina Levy. I'll tell you what, they are great bakers, trained chefs. They strive to bring the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. I just tell you, think Big Donut. They serve not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, they have some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on Maryland's Eastern Shore. They even baked a cake for the Hunting Coalition benefit. Had the Hunting Coalition logo on the top and camo icing. And it was delicious. And it went for $125. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, they're supporters as well. How do you like that? When I'm on Route 50, I'm headed to the Sick of Deer stand. Maybe the goose blind, duck blind. My mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and your chocolate donut is right there on the highway sign. So if you got donuts on your mind, don't stop at the chain store. Just keep going. Bay Country Bakery. And even after your morning hunt, 11 to 2 on weekdays, you can grab a tasty lunch. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Hey, this is the last weekend to take advantage of the rebates on Browning Firearms. And Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, is your Browning full-line dealer right here in Baltimore. We talked about a couple of guns the other day, that X-Bolt I mentioned the last hour, but I took a look at the BPS pump shotgun, too. If you like a pump shotgun, they're very reliable. The BPS features a bottom injection, which means if you're in the duck blind or goose blind, you're not going to be shooting shells over at the guy to your right, you know, like those others. But no, it goes right out the bottom. They come in every gauge, 410 through 12, actually 410 through 10 gauge, and then they also come in a 20 or 12 gauge deer model. So if you like a pump shotgun, the BPS Browning pump shotgun comes in Mossy Oak camo. That's the way to go. See the full selection of all Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. All the shotguns, all the rifles, all the handguns at Clyde's in Lansdowne. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain a falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's alright. A raining night in Georgia. A raining night in Georgia. Oh, it's raining all over the world.
It's raining here in Baltimore, I can tell you that, Tony Joe White. Passed away this week. Massive heart attack, age 75. Had some good hits out there. If you Google that guy, you'll see he's got some pretty good hits. He had that kind of a Cajun swing. Hey, Harry, how are you? You don't have a Cajun swing, do you?
No, not hardly. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm well. Harry Spiker, Fur Bearer Program Manager. Is that correct?
Black Bear Game Mammal Section Leader.
Black Bear Game Mammal Section. Got it. Got it. That'll work. That'll work. So yeah. Tell us about the bear hunt. What'd we do?
Well, it was a great week. It was a great week. Right now we're standing at 132 bears in.
Nice.
And we'll get a couple more today.
Right.
Hunters have till the next day to check their bear in, and you know what it's like if you get one at dark.
Right.
They're not the easiest thing to get out of the woods. So we'll get a couple today.
I shot mine at the edge of darkness and on the first day in 2015, and we recovered it on Tuesday morning, first thing. So, yeah. I get it. I understand it.
Yeah. If anybody's ever hauled one out of the woods, it's a whole lot tougher than a deer. So.
Yeah, the words dead weight come to mind.
Yes, it does. I think of pushing about 200 pounds of Jell-O.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, a 200-pound bag of sand.
That's it. That's it. But no, we had, I'll tell you, the weather was great up until yesterday. Of course, the rain moved in yesterday.
Right.
A little windy Tuesday and Wednesday, but Monday was just picture perfect. We had temperatures in the low 50s, dropping down into the 30s at night. In fact, Monday morning there was snow on the ground in Garrett County.
Nice.
So it was ideal. We had bears taken across all four counties. I haven't totaled up the county numbers yet, but Allegheny looks like I think we'll have taken more there than ever.
Really?
Which is great. There's a lot of bears there. So.
Sure, no question.
Yeah, some big bears. I guess you know about a couple, 497 pounder out of Frederick,
right.
County. Was a 575 out of Washington County.
Yeah, that 575 that dressed a 478 or something like
right.
that, if I remember.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, and then a 465 in Garrett County, a bunch over 300 and over 200. It was a great year.
Yeah. What was the average weight?
I'm guessing we'll see what it breaks down to, but it's going to be around 100, probably around 150, 160.
That's bigger than usual, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Got it. All right. Well, cool. So it was a good week. How is the acorn crop this year? I'm hearing that there's a shortage of acorns out there.
Yeah, acorns are almost non-existent in most of the area. I think all the rain this spring affected the pollination.
It's possible.
There's not a lot of acorns. There seem to be pockets of white oak acorns. So if you got into one of those pockets, you were golden. other than that, guys were hunting cover or hunting alternative food sources,
sure.
Whether it be devil's walking stick or something like that.
Right. All right, pokeberries. How are the pokeberries?
Yep. Pokeberries are good. They're always good.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and they're like ice cream to a bear. They absolutely
No question about that. They are.
You find pokeberries, you find purple bear poop.
That's true. We found that in Frederick County. All the pokeberries were stripped off, and we had a sow and two cubs. I probably told you the story about the bear running into us at 10 minutes before legal shooting time last year.
Yep.
Three yards, brother. That's a little tight for me.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Yeah. It was close.
Tolerant.
Yeah, well. Yeah. And there, he wasn't alone. It wasn't alone because I don't know how loud bears are when they run away, but if you figure how loud one bear is, just multiply that because there were at least two or three of them, no question about it.
Yeah, I tell people when it comes to bears, it's funny. They're either a ghost or a freight train when you hear them.
Exactly.
There's really no in-between.
Nope. Freight train was the word, so. Well, good. So you got to go to work today, huh?
Yeah, we'll be checking bears in today.
All right. Well, keep telling them about BBS if you can, if you have the opportunity. 16-inch on the skull is the minimum. for entry. So, you know, your little ones aren't going to make it. But I'm going to guess we've probably got 100 bears out there that over the years that will make the record book. So
I'll bet you're right. The other night we had a back-to-back a 350-pounder and a 406-pounder come in.
Oh, my gosh.
And that 350-pounder, believe it or not, had a much bigger frame, big, huge head on that thing.
That doesn't surprise me.
He was as lean as could be. I'm sure he was still fairly young and just hadn't filled out.
And just a big old noggin on him, huh?
He had that big head. I mean, the bridge of his nose had to be 2.5 inches.
Oh my gosh, that boy from Washington County, the circumference of that bear's neck was 36 inches.
Is that right?
Yep.
Good grief.
That is a big head on a bear, man.
That is a big head. Well, you know, that bear was only 40 pounds shy of the state record.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yep, he'll rank well, no question.
Yeah.
And the one in Frederick County, of course, you know, the skull wasn't fleshed out or anything like that, but they took a real rough measurement on the skull at the taxidermy shop. Over 20 inches. So he's pushing.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's pushing Boone and Crockett. He's pushing
Boone. Oh, that's lovely.
Yep. So we got to get Maryland recognized, and we got to get the names and the contact information and get some bears scored up here. So
absolutely,
we'll do our best.
All right,
buddy. Thank you, sir.
All right, you bet. Take care.
All right, Harry. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
See ya.
Bye bye.
There he goes. All right, here we go. Ticket time. We have pulled the magic ticket. I don't know who this person is, but the ticket matches the name of William Gilde, or G-I-L-D-E. We will be calling William, unless he's listening now. He'll have to verify his number, and we'll get his address and send that muzzleloader right out to him. Sorry for all the rest of you, but you're going to have two more chances this year, November, December. We'll have two more drawings, and same rules will apply here on out. If anybody calls the rest of the show, going to be for the November drawing. So I'm going to give this paper to Chris, and if Mr. Gildy calls in, he can verify the phone number. There you go. Mr. Gildy, congratulations. You've won a new muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA. Here you are, Chris. There you go. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Why don't you play that tape? Have a little tape coming up here that we got a kind of a request for, and since we got a little bit of time, we'll play it because it's going to take a few minutes. Here we go.
Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to help me with this. So that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay, what's the issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
you know,
I understand that deer are wild animals and they need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive and, you know, of course, to find food, but it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. I mean, wouldn't you agree? You think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in, you know, smaller towns, maybe during at a school crossing. It would be a safer place for them to cross.
Wait.
You know, put the deer crossing sign.
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate? You know? I mean, God, there are so many other places I can think of than the deer crossing signs on busy highways and interstates.
You seem to be under the misunderstanding that the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing sign.
Well, yeah, the deer crossing sign is there to allow the deer to know that's where they need to cross.
Right. And all these car accidents you had involved a deer after you'd saw a deer crossing sign.
Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to watch out for the deer, but, I mean, speed limit's 55, 65. How am I supposed to, you can't brake really quick if the deer just is crossing in that deer crossing area.
So you'd like to see these signs move somewhere safer?
Right. If we can move them, don't put deer crossing signs on the interstate or freeways. Put them in lower traffic areas. Somewhere where the speed limit's a lot slower.
Uh-huh.
Maybe small towns. I don't know. I think school crossings is a good idea.
Well, listen, we will. You say you've tried to contact quite a few people about this.
Right. Yeah. I wrote at least three or four letters, and
we will spread the word. Okay. We will try to kind of help you raise some awareness for this issue. Okay.
Oh, thank you. We need to move those deer crossing signs.
We appreciate your comment this morning.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
yes, indeed. I've never had a caller quite like that. I wish I did. I wish I would have had Donna on the air. We would have had a wonderful conversation, I'm sure. We did have a lady one time tell us that her and her husband and family were on a trip up into Pennsylvania, and they struck a deer. And she said, "We hit the deer, and my husband got hurt a little bit, and we hit the deer, and we took him to the hospital." I said, "You took the deer to the hospital?" "No, my husband." One of my most memorable calls. So I wish Donna would have called here. What do you think, Chris? The state put the signs up there to direct the deer to cross right there in the street. Gotta love it.
Gotta
love it. So, all right, folks, we got to take another break. Believe it or not, we've given away a muzzleloader. We've done our due diligence here today and took care of that. Did we get a call from William?
Yes, we did. He verified the information.
Why didn't he go on the air?
Well, if he calls back,
Mr. William, you should go on the air and celebrate with us, don't you think?
It's entirely up to him. He was caught completely by surprise.
Well, good.
This is the first time he has won anything.
Well, good for him. Call back, Mr. Gildy, and we'll put you on the air this time. But right now we have to take a commercial break, so I'm going to tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors right there on Kent Island, Route 50 East. Exit 39B, which is Dominion Road. You'll see the sign for Chesapeake Outdoors going down Route 50 eastbound. You get off the next exit, go around the back, go in the back parking lot because you can't get there right off of 50. So use the exit. Listen, they've got everything. They've got tree stands. They've got waders. They've got hip boots. They've got camouflage by Banded and Scentlock. They've got firearms and bows and ammo and scent control and seeding and apple cracker deer feed, which is one of our directors for the Hunting Coalition manufactures that for deer. Deer love it. It's apple cracker. It's corn and apple flavors mixed together. It's fantastic. But anyway, they've got a good supply of that. They've got... I don't know. I can't think of anything for hunting that they don't have. Muzzleloaders and accessories, the whole deal. Right there at Chesapeake Outdoors, a good selection of compound bows and great crossbows like 10-point and, Raven. Everybody wants a Raven crossbow. They got the Rambo electric bikes, the Yeti coolers. I just can't name everything at Chesapeake Outdoors. Why not stop by today or give them a call, 410-604-2500. Exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Gloomy weather for the top of the weekend with a coastal low passing east of Maryland. There are gale alerts up just off the coast. And we've got northeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour today. Temperatures in the mid-50s. quarter of an inch of rain out there. Mostly cloudy and 46 tonight. And then I think dry weather for Sunday, Monday, and early next week with high temps in the 50s and 60s. Eventually, by Wednesday, sunshine and 70 degrees. So heading uphill with the temps early next week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, and it's the last weekend to take advantage of any rebates from $50 to $100 on select Browning firearms. So if you're looking for a gun, why not stop by and consider Browning? You know, they have all the models and makes of every kind of bolt-action rifle, the X-Bolt, the Hell's Canyon. They have three different models of those. They have the AB3, which is a combination gun with a gun and a scope mounted from the factory. It's a Buckmaster's 4-12x40 BDX scope. And it comes as a package deal, and it's a great price. It's somewhere near just buying the rifle by itself, and you get the scope, you know, added in there. It's a great combo price for, and it comes in all the popular calibers too. So if you're looking for a long range gun, if you're looking for a shotgun, if you're looking for, you know, something to take to Dorchester or Cecil or, you know, Frederick County or West, Clyde Sports Shop has the Browning rifle to fit your needs. Full line of shotguns too. Full line of shotguns. Don't forget the, A5, 100,000 round, 5-year guarantee on the A5. It's back. 12 and 20 gauge models available. Clyde's is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. Oh, Sally Danny, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang.
Tony Joe White song, vicious. He did it. Original.
Straight razor toting woman.
Oh, Elvis did a good job, too.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad and carry it home in a cold sack.
Poke salad in it.
alligator got a granny.
Everybody said it was a shame. Mr. Guild.
Yes, sir, Mr. Allen.
Congratulations.
Thank you much. I'll tell you, I was kind of surprised when you called my name.
Why? You're in the contest, right?
I know. I never won anything. That's why.
Well, now you did.
Yes, sir.
So we'll we'll send your information up to CVA, and I would say in 10 days, 2 weeks, you'll probably have your new muzzleloader delivered to your door.
Well, you know, this is kind of a blessing, because last week when I called in and registered, you know, to get in the contest, you kind of busted my chops, and now this is an opportunity for me to maybe get out and do a little hunting.
Wait a minute. You're the one that, you're the workaholic.
Yeah.
Well, amazing. I didn't realize that. I really didn't.
Your bill
from wherever when you're on the screen here in front of me, no last names, of course. This is just, you know, pretty anonymous type of thing. That the muzzleloader contest kind of gets everybody's last name if they want to be in the contest and their phone number. But I didn't realize that. But you know, Mr. Pirro, who's a listener, was inspired by our conversation. And he went out and killed probably the biggest buck of his lifetime. A great big 8-point buck. Yes, he did.
After I got off the phone with you, I called my son and I told him to call in and put in for the muzzleloader.
Right.
Because he hunts.
Right.
And, when you mentioned my name, I called in. I was kind of tentative because I didn't know if it was me or him.
Yep.
It's the same name.
Right.
I told him, make sure you put number 3 behind it.
Ah, got it.
So, I was just waiting. It just so happens the phone number matched up.
There you go. Well, believe it or not, Mr. Pirro called in right behind you last week. How do you like that? And then Saturday afternoon, I get a message from the guy that he's killed this giant deer. So, Mr. Guild, congratulations. We'll get that muzzleloader to you, and I hope we are somehow able to inspire you to get out there and smell the mountain laurel.
Well, like I told you last week, I'm starting to take and think about all this, because what I've done is we're actually thinking about a,